Maybe I'll say, so we're learning Simon Cafe, where we're taking a tour through Simon Cafe. I'll say it that way. I was planning on just beginning with the Dinim of Melicha straight up, but one of the chevra came this morning and he asked me a question about Se'if Zayin, and I realized that there's like a super important Shachantaz in Se'if Zayin, which I didn't discuss. So I will discuss the super important Shachantaz in Se'if Zayin. The Mechaber tells me that we're talking about Tzli. Right, so Tzli can aser, we paskin, like Tosis, that Tzli asers, kedei netila, unless it's a davar shamein, in which case it can aser bakulo, etc. But this thing that Tzli asers, the Mechaber tells me in Siv Zayin, is only if it is an Isser Machmas Atmo, like nevela, right? So if a piece of nevela touches a piece of kosher meat, it's an Isser Machmas Atmo, and therefore it asers it. That's one type of Isra Machmas Atzmai. Then the Mechaber adds, Oy Basar B'cholov. Basar B'cholov is also an Isra Machmas Atzmo. Bepashtus, this means that if I have a chaticha of Basar B'cholov, I have a chunk of meat, and that chunk of meat previously absorbed milk, and that became Basar B'cholov. So then if that piece of meat touches something else, that is going to create an iser because basar b'cholov is an iser machmas atzmai, and therefore the tam can go from the basar b'cholov into the other piece of meat. Ordinarily, we have a principle in halacha that a balua is not hayleich mikli lekli or mechaticha lechaticha. The low that an absorbed iser does not transfer unless there is a liquid medium. However, if it's not an absorbed iser, if it is a iser machmas atzmo, if it's a piece of nevela, so then the piece of nevela touches something else, it makes it aser. Right? Balua is not chaylich mekli lekli. But if it's not balua, if it's an iser machmas atzmo, so then the iser can transfer to something else, even though they're both tzli, they're both hot pieces of meat, there's no liquid medium, it becomes aser. That's the din. So nevela, fishtei achzeya get. I understand very well that nevela is going to be a problem. It's an iser machmas atzmo. The mechaber notes that basar b'cholov is also a problem. Meaning, bepashtos, if I have a chaticha of basar b'cholov, touches another piece of meat, meaning meat on meat, just like nevela on meat creates an iser, meat on meat, meat from basar b'cholov, touches another piece of meat, that creates an iser. The Taz in Os Yud Gimel says that the Maharshal, as we say, he jumped up and down and he spit wood and nickels. The Maharshal says this can't be true. Because the Gemara on Kuf Ches, it's mamish, an important sugya that we'll talk about at length. We're going to do this sugya in much greater detail in Siman Sadi Beis. But the din is if a tipas cholov is nafla al hachaticha, if a piece of you have a piece of meat that's in the pot, somewhere in the pot. We actually discussed this over here as well. Either the piece is somewhat submerged in the pot, or the piece is entirely on top of another piece in the pot, machlekes Rashi and the Ri. But be it as it may, if you have a tipas cholov that falls on a piece of meat in the pot, so the din is that the basar b'cholov won't treif up everything else unless there is reitav, unless there's liquid. So the Maharshal comes and the Maharshal says, one second, I see that basar b'cholov also requires a liquid medium to transfer its basar b'cholovness into something else. So therefore, the Maharshal says that what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, that basar b'cholov is called an iser machmas atzmai, that means I have a piece of cheese, watch, piece of cheese, piece of meat, got that? The fly is dead in the middle. Piece of cheese, piece of meat, whatever. That is called an iser machmas atzmai, when I'm creating basar b'cholov. But once it's already basar b'cholov, So the basar b'cholav itself, according to the Taz, has a din of an iser balua. That's the chiddush of the Taz. Taz puts in Maharshal, arguing against the Mechaber, that basar b'cholav is not an iser machmas atzmo, it's an iser balua. The Shach in Os Yud Zayin, Mamish goes to town on this sugya. And the Shach says, last line of the Shach, sometimes you have to read Shachs backwards. Shach says, yeah, even though everyone quotes the Maharshal that Basar B'chov is an Isser Balua, it's not an Isser Machmas Atzmo, but I found a different Maharshal. And the Maharshal says that he and his Rebbe both paskind that Basar B'chov is an Isser Me'atzmo. It's like Nevela, like the Pesach of the Mechaber. And the Shach, in his discussion, he talks about the dimyon between basar b'cholov and sha'ar isurim as follows. Unlike other isurim that are always usur, nevela is always a nevela. It's always usur. Basar b'cholov comes into the world as two heterim, and it comes together to create an isur. Mashal mahador adomeh. It's like shatnas, no? Semer is mutter. Pishtim is mutter. Semer pishtin vazenin farbundik. Das is aser. No? When you have semer and pishtim together, that's going to be aser. So what happens if I have semer and pishtim together? I have a beget, right? Semer and pishtim. Semer is on this side. The whole 80% is tzemer, a chutz shal pishtan on this side. No? So the whole thing is a beged shal shatnas. I can't even cover myself with like this part, even though the pishtim is over here. Let's say I take a scissor and I cut off this chelek where the pishtim is. Is it mutter then? Yeah. It's no longer a beged of shatnas. Right? Tzemer and pishtim. Right, is usher when it's mechubar, when they are separated from each other, the semer and pishtim that is no longer a beged shoshatnis. Similarly, when it comes to basar b'cholov, the pshat is, according to the Taz and the Maharshal that the Taz quotes, it's like shatnis, meaning it's not a new iser. It is an iser balua. In Isser Balua, I could get rid of, right? I could take my scissor and cut off that string of pishtim. I can theoretically hook the meat that has cholov in it to such an extent that all the milk will leave that piece of meat. In that situation, the Taz says it's going to be mutter. The Taz treats basar b'cholov like it's an iser balua. The Shach says that no. The Shach says that basar b'cholov is not an iser balua. Basar b'cholov becomes an iser machmat atzmai. In Rav language, he points out as follows. Let me just finish two thoughts. In Rav's language, he points out as follows. The Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Ches has a lashon that by Basar B'cholov, we say Chaticha Atz V'Nasas Nevela, because we have a principle of Efshal Seichatai Aser. Efshal Seichatai means that you have some Cholov that's in the Basar, I could theoretically squeeze it out so that only a tiny drop of cholov remains in the basar. Originally, I didn't have shishim of the basar connected to the cholov, but I could squeeze it out to an extent that now I have pachos mishishim. We paskin efshal seichle is aser. Because there can't be bittul, because bittul is only mitchilas hataruvus. The moment when it fell in, right, it's not bottle because you don't have shishim. So you can't make a bottle later on. That's Eshel Seichlei Aser. But what about if, theoretically speaking, I could take my centrifuge and I can spin that basar around and around and around to such an extent that no cholov remains in it. Is it going to be mutter? Well, the Taz says it's going to be mutter. The Taz says that pasul b'cholov remains in iser balua. The Shach says that no, it's going to be usr. That pasul b'cholov is considered like an iser machmas atzmai. The Rav distinguished in his lashon, he says, yeah, the Gemara says efshel soichatay is usr. Efshel soichatay means you can squeeze it out so that there's less than shishim. But what about efshel lahafrido? What if I could centrifuge it? If I could get rid of it mikol v'kol? Efshel lahafrido. So the Rav says efshel lahafrido is machlokes Shach and Taz. That's a very important machlokes. But you could look at this machlokes, by the way, and say that it depends on like Chacham Ovadia. Calendar likes when we call Chacham Ovadia. So Chacham Ovadia discusses the bracha of Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin. Is it V'Kiddushin Mitavuv? Or is it Chupa V'Kiddushin with the Vase? With the Vase Rafa, no? Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Chupa V'Kiddushin? Or is it with the Vase? Or Chupa V'Kiddushin is the two separate things. Similarly, we could have a chakira. Is it basar v'cholav mitavov? Or is it basar b'cholav? The base, right? Basar v'cholav mitavov means that the only time it's usar is when it's basar v'cholav. However, if it's basar b'cholav, right, you have a base. It becomes new chatich, right? That is a different vart, right? The Shah is going to say basar b'cholav mitavov. The Taz says, Basar v'cholov, right? The Taz holds, Efsher lehafridoi mutter. The Shach says, right? The Taz says, Basar v'cholov is an iser balua. The Shach holds, Basar v'cholov is an iser machmas atzmai. It's the same as nevela. It's not an iser balua. You've been waiting so patiently. Tavo alecha brachot.
Why? I'm not exactly understanding the start of why it shifts. Why is it not always considered an issur?
Because of something else. So there is a halacha called efshel asochato aser, right? Which means that a piece of basar b'cholov, if I cook it afterwards, and all the chol and the cholov keeps on coming out, it's going to remain aser. That piece remains aser, right?
So the
The Shach says that basar b'cholav is considered like an iser machmas atzma. Once you create a chaticha, a chatz of basar b'cholav, it's like a chatz of nevela. That's what the Shach says. The Taz says no, basar b'cholav is only usar insofar as there remains cholav in the basar. Right? This is just in Rav terminology. Beis, Vav, Lahafrida, Lesochta. It's very nice. Hello.
Hi. Isn't Efshel Lahafrido always impossible in every case? Because we saw by Tavachio Lahafi, Hamilton said that, oh, yeah, that's not
going to.
Anytime there's a Karogas,
so again, we don't know about, they didn't have centrifuges in their days. But in this case, it's similar to an Efshel Lahafrido in that, what do I have over here? I have a piece of Cholov. That I have some cholov that landed on this chatif of basar. And then this piece of meat touches another piece of meat. Tzli. You think the cholov is going to go out or the basar is going to go out? Maybe pashtus is the basar is going to go out, right? If the cholov would go out, so the chayre is going to be enough to be mevatalet, right, with the sachakol. So it's the basar that goes out. Well, do I view that basar like it could answer it? Right, so that is the din in Siv Zayin. One more nekuda that's worth noting in Siv Zayin. Again, I'm only bringing this up because like one of you guys came over to ask me a shayla this morning. It's like it's all your fault, right? Haven't said it's a very important sig. It's a very important sig. Yeah, but Mr. Katz asked me the question.
Yeah.
It's an important shayla. So the other nekuda is like this. We say that ein ha'isra ha'ilech mechaticha lechaticha below rotav, right? That an iser balua can't transfer unless you have rotav, unless you have some liquid medium for it to transfer. So by tzli, there's no liquid medium, right? Bishul is a liquid medium. Right? We saw the Rama, where was it, in Sif Hei or something, the Rama says that the difference between tzli and bishul is that bishul is mamish in water. Tzli is the equivalent to anything that's heated dry. You bake it, you roast it, whatever it is. There's no liquid. So the Chavistah says, one second, dude, I don't know about you, but do you ever roast meat? When you roast meat, there's going to be raitav on the outside, no? You roast a piece of meat. Is there going to be some liquid on the outside? Yeah. So the Chavistah is frektakasha, right? So let's say there is raitav. How can you assume in Siv Zayin that there's no raitav? By the way, if you look in the Rashban, Chesamid Beis, and over there, they have a machlokas, whether this yisod is true at all. We pass like the Rashba, the Ein Ha Bliya Holech Mechatich Lechatich Ablo Rotev. We pass like the Rashba, and the Tvi the Ra'ah. But Frekka Chavistas, by Tzli, there's a Vada Rotev. So what's going on? So the Chavistas answers, you know what? A tiny bit of moisture is not Rotev. Rotev requires some significant accumulation. How much is a significant accumulation? I don't know, right? Maybe it's like what's considered davar yavish and davar lach and hilchos Shabbos. Right? How much liquid do you need for it to be a davar lach? I don't know, right? We assume some significant accumulation. But one thing I do know is that a few tiny drops are not sufficient for bliya to be hoylech michaticha lechaticha, because it's not called rotav. The same din is true by kalim. If you have a tiny bit of liquid at the bottom, thus hasnish rotav. That's the chiddush of the chavistas. By the amount of moisture that comes out, ayidei tzli is not going to be considered rotav. Questions, comments?
Anecdotes?
What? Anecdotes?
Yeah.
If you have an anecdote about sleep, whatever, I mean, like, I'm happy to hear it, but, like, yeah.
Couldn't we just say that there's something different about liquid that comes out of the food itself, and maybe, like, it's created, like, moisture reduces the sleep, you know? Maybe it's anything external liquid medium.
Again, I don't know why that would be true. What?
It's like, you thought about one.
Tzli kedar, right? So tzli kedar pot roast, there's some liquid that comes out of it. Right? That's the chavistas's kasha, basically. So what Jesse is asking is that maybe liquid that comes from the inside is considered halachically solid. And there's no raya to the case when there's a tiny bit of liquid. It's not impossible. I'd have to work it through more. I hear this, Mr. Pellenschwartz?
Yeah, I was asking Jesse if you're saying that any liquid that comes from inside the roast is not considered liquid. I thought that would be difficult because all of a sudden you're saying invalid and hey, I'm roasting a whole animal and its chilev is going to go everywhere.
So the chilev goes everywhere. The chilev is a davar shamein, right? The shaila is, right? In other words, the chilev taka spreads. It makes the whole animal fatty. I cook the corn. That is the bliya itself, but that just means that the entire animal is considered a fatty thing since there's chilev and the chilev spreads out. But over here, I don't know if it's enough to be, whether it's like a shamein or a kachosh is different than whether it's a liquid or whether there's some liquid here. Right? Well, Jesse's being mechadesh, I think, is that in order to have a din of rotav, it has to be external liquid. Liquid that comes from the inside is keilu batel to the piece of meat. I don't know that that's correct, but I don't know that it's incorrect. I know that's worth thinking about. It's a good ha'ara. Yeah.
Worth mentioning, we talked about this at the beginning of the year, that you don't need separate trays.
Right. In other words, the only time there'd be an issue. So when I need separate milk and inflation shrivet, the pashtus is you don't, although Reb Feivel Cohen has like a diuk in the Ramah that you should, that lechatchila you should, but we pointed out that Reb Moshe Feinstein is not into that diuk. But yes, if there mamish be rotav between the two, then it would be a real problem, but there isn't. So that is what I wanted to say about Se'if Zayin. Let's move on to the sugya of Maliach. Gemara, now it begins in Se'if Tes. Gemara on Sadi Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara tells a story of Hanahu Atmahasa de Imlechu Beirish Gavasa Begidin Ashaya. There are these thighs of an animal that are salted in Rish Galus's house together with the Geranasha. Ravina says it's Aser, Rav Acha, or Breda Rav, etc. Right? Says, or Breda Rav Ashi says it's Mutter. They ask Mabra Rav Ashi. He said, Abba said it's Mutter. Amalei Rav Acha, Ravina, my daitach. How come, Ravina, how come you say that these thighs, which were salted with Gid HaNoshe, how come you're assuming it's Aser? So the svara is that Shmuel says, Maliach Kiroseach, and Kavosh Kimavushal. That Maliach has a din of Roseach. So therefore it's Aser. Salting is considered like cooking. Now, the Gemara goes on and says, Maliach Kiroseach, Kavosh Kimavushal. Those are two different things. Mevushal means cooking in water. If you soak it, sif aleph, right? So then kavash kemevushal is going to be b'liya b'kulo. But maliach kereseyach is like reseyach of tzli. That's what the Gemara says. So when we say maliach kereseyach, it means kereseyach ditzli ka'amar. That's the halacha. It's not mamish kemavushal. Now, what does this mean? What does this mean? So there are different ways of understanding the dinyan. One is that the dinyan is in kamos. The other is a way of saying that this dimyon is be'echos. Va'afareshet sichati. If I want to say the dimyon is in kamos, that means that the extent to which, the quantitative extent to which there is bliya b'tzli is going to be the same extent to which there is bliya b'mliach. It happens that there are three shitas in Rishonim about how much is the bliya ayidei melicha. Three shitas in Rishonim. The shita of the Rush and the Rashba is that the Maliach is like Kedei Klipa. The shita of, I believe, the Ra'ah and the Taisus is that Maliach goes Kedei Natila. The shita of the Rambam is that Maliach goes Bekulo. Three shitas in Rishonim.
What was the
rod? But Klipa, Netila, Kulo. Three shitos. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, we learned the dinam of Tzli already. We pointed out that there's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Teres Habayis and the Taisvis about to what extent is there Bli of Tzli. We paskin that the Bliya of Tzli is Kedei Netila, no? Which is Ka'uvi Rochav Etzba, that's Siftaud. That's the sheet of Taisus. Taisus on Tzadi Vavam and Beis, Dibar Masal Ad Shemagi Alagid. Taisus says that Bliyas of heat, this is the way the Rav understood the Taisus, heat Bliyas cannot be, with the exception of Irui, which is Ademekar Le Bola, but heat bliyas are not going to be Kedei Klipa. A heat bliya is going to be Kedei Natila. The only time you have a heat bliya, which is Kedei Klipa, is the Gwan Chul and Davches, if you're Shochet with a Sakin Shel Nachrim, since you only have a tiny bit of Iser on the Sakin, so then the bliya is going to be Kedei Klipa. But heat bliyas are more than Kedei Klipa usually. That's the sheet of Taisus. That's Li, Asers Kedei Natila. And that's what the Mechaber Paskins in Se'if doubt. So if Tess, where we pask in Moliach, is Kiroiseach and it Asers, so Mechaber writes it Asers Kedei Klipa, not Kedei Netila. So this is an issue that the Achronim bring up. If you look primarily in the notes of Elijah Kramer, note 52 in Se'if Tess, the Gra writes that when we say Maliach is Aser Kedei Klipa, that means it's Reiseach Ketzli, and we're going within the Shita of the Rashba that Tzli is Kedei Klipa. Aval Tosfos Machmirin, that it's Kedei Netilas Makom, and the Rashba says Yesh Lahachmir Kedivrehem, but the Yesh Lahachmir is only by Tzli, where it's really hot in the physical sense. But by Maliach, it's not really hot. So, B'pashtos, Maliach can only create Blia on the level of Drabonins. So therefore, it's going to be Aser only Kedei Klipa. And that's what the Gra writes. Afshe B'tzli, Pasach Kedas HaTosfos, Kan Sidei Lohako B'drabonon, B'samach HaMashah Kosov HaRashba, Bitzli, Sheyesh Lachmer Kedasa Taisvis, Benetilas Makom by Isurim Shel Torah, Mashma, Bidrabunan, Yesh Lahakel. That's it. That's what the Gra says. The Gra Tainas, that fundamentally, May Iker Hadin, there's a split between Doirises and Drabunans. By Doirises, Kede Natila, by Drabunans, Kedei Klipa. And therefore, the Gra says, we can say, Azai, the din is that by Davar Shamains, we aser more than Kedei Klipa. Maliach Kiroiseach is Kedei Klipa, but that's by a Davar Kachosh. By Davar Shamains, you need more. But there are three gradations in Se'if Tess as to what this means. Chbelev, we paskin, requires Shishim Kenegdai. Right? If I do Malicha with Chbelev, you mamish need Shishim. We have other things, though, where the din in Se'if Tess is that you need Kedei Netila, not Kedei Klipa, and not Bekulam. By Kachosh, Kedei Klipa. By Chelev Mamish, Bekulam. But then we have these in-between things. So there are two Girsaos in the Mechaber and Se'if Tess. Right, the Mechaber writes, Maliach Sheinonecho Machmas Molchoi Dino Kereiseach Umaflet Le'esar Kedei Klipa. So far, so good. But then what's the next word? So the way we have it printed in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Ve'im Hu Shumen Hagir Uknoi Knois Shel Bo. We have Ve'im Mitavov. The Ve'im would mean that I have a second clause, a second area of Kedei Netila, not Kedei Klipa, not Bekulo. And there are three things that are included in that second category. Shumen HaGid, right? That's the fat around the Gid, which Yisrael Kedoshim Nahagu Bo Iser. It's not Mamish, Aser, it's just like a Minhag to Aser it. We have the Knoiknois. The Knoiknois are Azoy. The regular Gid goes top to bottom. You have the Gid HaChitzon and the Gid HaPnimi. And you have tiny Gidin that go between the two Gids, right? So they go, let's say, side to side, not up to down, right? I don't know, the different terms over here, but I just get confused when I'm talking about vertical, horizontal. So side to side, not up to down. Those are the knoknos. The chromos are the little membranes on top of these gidin. The way we have the Shulchan Aruch with a vav, so there are three categories. Category one is by a davar kachosh. Davar kachosh is only today klipa. Category two is something that is miktsas kachosh, miktsas shamein. Shumen hagid is not mamish like chelev. So therefore, it's a teeny bit shamein. So therefore, it's kedei netila. And the third category is chelev mamish, which is full-fledged chelev, where it, what's it called? Where it's so shamein that it's going to go bakulo. This is based on the girsa of the vav. The gra, however, argues that the girsa, or the correct girsa, should not be with a vav, but it should be im hu shumen hagid uknoknos. Meaning to say, zok the gra, that the difference between kedei klipa and bekulai kedei netila, etc., is a difference of d'oraisos versus d'rabbanot, like we explained. By tzli, it's potentially d'oraisa, you have to go kedei netila. By maliach, you go kedei klipa, because it's in gans and d'rabbanon. By in gans and d'rabbanon, on something which is in gans and d'rabbanon, you go lahakam. So the shuman hagid, right, even though there's a little bit of fat, but since Shuman HaGid is in Gansin Adrabanan, so we're going to be Mekel. So the Gra writes, you go Kedei Klipa im hu Shuman HaGid uknoi knoi shabon. Since we're talking about something which is in Gansin and Isadrabanan, you go Lahakel. But when I have Vihakromos, the only thing that's in category number two, the category of Kedei Netila, is Chromos. And Chromos are a suffix d'oraisa, so therefore I go to kedei netila. But something that's in for sure a d'oraisa, d'hainu chelev, so then I aser bakulo. Meaning to say, the possibility exists that although I'm not dealing with heat, mamish, but by a davar shamein, there is still a d'oraisa. If it's real chelev d'oraisa, still the maliach can make it a d'oraisa. And therefore, if it's chelav de oraisa, it's also bekulo. Safek de oraisa, dahainu the chromos. So then it is kedei netila. In gans and derabonon, so then kedei klipa. That's the way the gra learns. The gra has the girsa im, right? Today we're talking about a lot of girsas with vavs. The gra's girsa is im, not ve'im. So according to the Gra, the only issue at hand is the Oraisa versus the Rabbanan. The Girsa of Vi'im, which the Shach seems to have, assumes that the distinction is based on how Shamein it is. How come we paskin in Se'if Dale by Tzli, we pass in as Kedei Netila. And over here by Maliach, we pass in Kedei Klipa. So you have to say that one of two things. You have to say that either Maliach Kiroseach, a cuff, doesn't mean exactly the same. No? Let's go slowly. Maliach kireseach, zokima kireseach tetzli. What does kireseach tetzli mean? One could say it means that they are exactly the same, in the sense of it's a quantitative comparison. That should mean l'cha'ora, that since I pass him by tzli, that's kedei netila, so by maliach it should also be kedei netila. The only reason it isn't is because really I hold that tzli should be kedei klipa, but it's a suffix, d'oraisa d'rabbanan, I make the split. That's the way the Gra learns. right? Meaning the real din should be maliach kitzli, and it should be a quantitative din also. We could, however, say that when I have the kaf hadimyon, the kaf hadimyon does not mean it's exactly the same. Kaf hadimyon means that it's a rough comparison. Just like there is bliya by tzli, there is also bliya by maliyah, but it doesn't mean it's like the same. Different. There's bliya by both. Maliyah, kiraiseyah, the tzli. Yeah, they're both bliya, but it's not the same. Don't compare the extent of the bliya. This idea I see, by the way, if you look in the Taz at the beginning of Hilchas Kibud Av Ve'im, and if you look in the Chochma Shlomo at the beginning in Evan Ezra Simon Aleph, well, I forgot exactly the scenario of the Taz, but Evan Ezra and Simon Aleph, the Chochma Shlomo talks about Hamigado Yosom Betok Beso Ki Ilu Yilado. Does that mean that you Mekayim Pru Revu by adopting children? No? Or is it just a nice thing? What does the kuf mean? The ki'ilu, the kuf, right? Is it the same or is it not the same? That we spoke about Mora Rabcha Kimoy Reshamayim, right? How far do you go with that? Is that talking about mamash and Rebbe Mufak that your mom is scared of? Or is it just like a rough dimyan that you're supposed to be a little bit scared? It's not exactly the same. So Machlokes Meiri and Tosis of those Nekudas. There's a few scenarios. We have the kuf. I have to remember, I have my notes somewhere. That I once had a conversation with Rav Chaim Kreis with Sukhrein Lavracha about cases of these cuffs, whether it's exactly the same or not. But Bekitzur Ma'aseh, so far we have two possibilities. It could be it's exactly the same in terms of quantity, and then I have to play a game and say Me'ikar Adin, it should be Kedei Klipa also by Tzli. Alternatively, I could say the cuff don't really mean much. Right? It just means that there is Bliya in both cases. And I'll give a third possibility after one or two questions.
So what is if it's not exactly the same, then what is the connection? At least have some connection.
It's Boileya. Maliach, Kiraseyach, Ditzli, it's Boileya.
It's not Boileya Bekulo, right?
It's not Boileya Bekulo, Bepashtus, yeah. It's Boileya Lassan Kulo. So the sheet of the Rambam is going to be very difficult. Right? Because the Rambam holds that Maliyah Kiroseyach is Boleyah Bekulo. How's that going to work? How are we going to say that Maliyah is Kitzli? I'm going to give you my third Mahalach in a minute, which I think will explain the Rambam. Third Mahalach is as a gentleman. Yesh Lachkar. How does Mulicha work? Does it work based on the principle of Chamimus? Or does it work based on the principle of Charifus? If you look in the Rav Shiurim, page 204 and following, he talks about this. If you look in the Megillah Sefer, our dear beloved friend, page 29, they both say the same Chakira, but they actually put the sugyas together like in opposite ways, which I sent my head spinning like for around half an hour before Shir. But they're mamash saying two different things. I'm going to present it the way I understand it, which I think is the way the Rav said it, but Megillah Sefer says it in a different way. So again, question. Maliach kiroseyach, is it ayidei chamimus, or is it ayidei charifus? Bishul, for sure, is ayidei charifus. It could be that the principle of tzli is that... What? The bishul is chamimus, for sure, thank you. If you cook it, for sure, it's ayidei chamimus. It could be that tzli is something similar to charifus in that when you tzila a piece of meat, it like softens up the piece of meat and it makes bliya more easy. Perhaps. Perhaps, I'm not sure. But maybe that could be a mafteach to begin to answer the Rambam, the yisul that we're trying to get at is l'skakira charifas versus chamimos. Leave the Rambam aside for the time being. What are nafgaminos between charifos and chamimos? What are the nafgaminos? So we see a number of nafgaminos here. So if you'd ask, do I say the din of Tita'a Gevar by Maliach Gereseach? Remember, we pass into Tita'a Gevar, so if I have a hot thing at the bottom, so Asus Bekulai. Do I say that Tita'a Gevar means that you have to remember that by Malicha, the thing that is salted is maflet, right? So if I salt, let's say, the tarifus, it's going to be maflet, it's trefus, into the thing on top, or into the thing next to it, into the thing, the other thing. The salty thing is maflet, it's stuff, into the other thing. So far, so good. When I say that Isser Maliach and Heter Tafel, it becomes Usser, the Mechaber writes it's only when the Isser Maliach is at the bottom because I apply the rule of Tita'a Gevar by Maliach Kereseach. The Ramo disagrees, and the Ramo writes, V'yesh Cholkin, V'omen de b'malicha, Ein Chiluk Imhu L'mayla Olamata. The Rama says that there's no din of Tita'a Gevar by Maliach. Zok the Shach. Os Memav. Vahatam. Pasu HaPoskim. The Svara for the Rama that there's no difference between top and bottom by Malicha. Zok the Shach. The Tam. Pasu HaPoskim. The Davka Bersichas Ha'or. Yesh Chiluk. The machmas ha'or also should go there martiach eschaveiro omitzani loto. Ki kein hu derech todos ha'or. Avo machmas malicha in korach also should tafel abacha koyach ha'malicha, etc. Right, what the Shach is saying is that the svara of not applying Tita'a Gevar to malicha is because Tita'a Gevar is a principle in Chamimos, and Malicha is not operating based on Chamimos. That is, I'm just reading the words of the Shach. Just reading the words. That's what he says. If you look in the Gra, in Os Ayin Vav, the Gra says a very similar thing. Right? The Gra says just that the Lashon of the Gemara is that we talk about Tomei, Maliach, or Tahar Maliach. We don't speak about Ilah, Tita'a. But the basic idea seems to be, and the Rav says this in Shi'urim, that the Shaila relates to Chamimos or Charifos. Good. How much salt is needed to create the situation of Maliach Kereseach? So the Gemara Kufyud Beis tells me that I apply the principle of Maliach Kereseach when it's Eino Ne'echal Machmas Molchai. Right, when there is enough salt that it is no longer edible. Eino Ne'echal Machmas Molchai. Now, how much salt is that? So there are different shitas in Rishonim. The shita of Rashi, and Tosfos quotes a very similar shita from the Baal Tosfos Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. When I was in Rabbi Blake's shiur for Chulin, this is like Mamash Yediyah. Rabbi Blake said the only Baal HaTosfos who has two names is Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. There's a discussion about this called Yom Tov, but Yom Tov might be written in a get. You write Yom Tov like a half a space between the mem and the tes, because we're not sure if it's like Bat Sheva, right? Ben Sion. We're not sure, is it one word or two words? So we do like half a space between them, no? Nafkamina is if you write, let's say, Ben Sion with a regular nun, not with like a nun sofis, Right. Is it like one word or two words, etc.? Have fun. These are the types of issues that misogyny gets and have to have fun with. But the only Bala Toisvis who has two names, says Rabbi Bleich, is Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, Toisvis, Chulin, Kufyud Beis, Omer Aleph. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael and Rashi say that I only apply the principle of Eino Necho Machmas Molchai, the principle that Moliach can create a transfer of Tam, if it is what's called Moliach La'orcha. Moliach La'orcha means I salt the meat in order to be able to take the meat on a trip. They didn't have refrigerators. So if you want to carry meat when you go from Shnippershok to Aishashok, what you do is you salt the meat, right? You make the meat mamish beef jerky, and then you can transport it from Shnippershok to Aishashok, and you're still going to be able to eat it when you get to Aishashok. No? That's what you do. That's called Moliach La'orcha. The Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Kuf Yud Beis says that Moliach La'orcha is not what's called Moliach. To be Moliach, to transfer Tam, all you need is Moliach L'Kedera. Moliach L'Kedera is the amount of salt necessary to remove the dam from the meat. Remember, there's a din of Malicha that we used to cover in Smicha, but you guys are lucky because we don't. We're barely getting like through Basar B'Cholam and Tamruvis, right? Kol Shekem doing Shkita and Malicha, etc. I don't know how we did it in my youth. But the point is that Malicha, to get rid of dam, how much salt do you need? Well, you put salt on, you cover the whole thing. Don't need that much salt. It doesn't have to be as much salt as you put on to make it into beef jerky. That's called Maliach L'Kedera. Rabbeinu Tam says that the same amount of salt that is needed for Maliach L'Kedera to be Mavliya, or to be Maflet the Dam from the Chaticha, is the same amount of salt that's needed to affect a transfer of Tam between two pieces of meat, Ayyadei Malicha. It's the same din, according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, there are two separate dinim. There's a third possibility of Moliach, which is that any of you who have ever been in Marash HaKolah at 3 o'clock in the morning during the 9 days, when you decide to make a siyum and you want to eat a chicken, and you have a guy who shechts a chicken in the kitchen in Marash HaKolah at 3 o'clock in the morning, and who would have thunk that this is against health code? But like the director of the camp, Taka, came down. He's like all upset. Zush Matachin, Allah Shalom. Mamish runs down this bathrobe and he's like so upset. And like, so Rabbi Yaakov Verblasky decided to be mechaber him with Kisui Hadam. Maybe it would like make him less upset. Somehow it didn't work. Who would have thunk? But we were all fleshik by breakfast. These are the things that happen. Normally, Marash HaKolah, when you make a seam at 3 o'clock in the morning during the 9 days, and you have a guy shechting chickens for you. But here's the story. You have two ways of getting dam out from a piece of meat. You could do Moliach Malicha, but Malicha takes around an hour. You have to do Hadocha Rishayna and Hadocha Shniya. You have to rinse it off first, put the salt on, rinse it off again, around half an hour in the water each time. Takes a long time. You're hungry. So what you do is sleep. You can get the blood out of the meat by roasting it. But there's a minig that we put a little bit of salt on the meat when we roast it. That's called Moliach Mitzli. That's a third din of Moliach. The two main shitas are the shita of the Rashi / Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. That's Moliach La'orcha. And the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Moliach L'Kedera. The issue at hand seems to be whether it's the same pu'ula to get the dam out of the meat as it is to create blia between the two pieces of meat. So the Rav explains in his Shiurim that Rashi, who holds that you need Moliach L'Orcha, Moliach L'Orcha mamish changes the meat. you salt the meat to such an extent it becomes like beef jerky. You're mamish changing the meat. That's the same as mamish bishul. That would mean that when I say moliach piroseach, that's working ayde chamimus. However, the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that it's working ayde charifus. By the way, a dover charif is also can be maflat in iser, no? You cut an onion with a knife. There is bleeds. De charifus. The drawing out of the dam could happen ayde charifus. The din of tam transfer can happen ayde charifus also. The Rav explained that the machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael and the Rabbeinu and Rashi on the one hand and the Rabbeinu Tam on the other hand relates to whether it's working ayde charifus or ayde chamimus. Learn for tomorrow Miyaz Hashem Simin Sadi Aleph Se'if Hey quickly, and we'll continue with this chakira of charifus versus chamimus. The kodav amakomo yavo b'shalom.